Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's
these.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. I rise with the sun. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, September. Man, I'm a month ahead. Wednesday, September the 28th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we're talking about one of these topics and subjects. We're continuing along the theme of consciousness. I've been revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying the importance of understanding, perception, and awareness, and increasing our perception and our awareness. So this show falls in line with the same essence, and that is increasing your perspective, your consciousness, and your awareness. There's this old saying, and I'm sure you've heard it, that saying that says, home is where your heart is. Have you ever heard that? People say it all the time. People tell me all the time, you know, and I've heard that growing up, man, home is where your heart is. But nobody never defined to me this idea or this term or this word that talks about the heart. But people say home is where the heart is, but they never tell you what is consisting of the heart, because the scriptures say something different about the heart. If you look at the scriptures, it says something really, really different. The scripture says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, who can know it? And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? So do I trust my heart? So what does the Bible say about the heart? Now, the Bible talks about protecting the heart. The Bible says there's a lot of verses in the Bible about the heart. So if home is where your heart is, it's important for you to understand a little bit about the heart. The Bible says for where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So Matthew 6:21, I'm talking about home. If I want to go home, how do I go home? Home is where my heart is. So if I find my heart, I find my home. But the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things, and more importantly, people always say home is where the heart is, but really, heart is where the home is. You see, home is something that many of us feel deep within. When things get rough in your life, we yearn to go home. I remember when I went to boot camp and the shiznit started to get real, I wanted to go home. And then my brother told me, Negro, wake up. You ain't got no home. You left Richmond because you didn't have nowhere to stay. The reality was I didn't have a home. I grew up as a kid since I was 13. I just went from house to house. I never had a home. And so home for me, when my brother told me that, then I realized that I got to make a home for myself. because I don't have a home. But I didn't know how to make a home for myself because I was constricted, probably the same way you may be constricted, because I'm getting missed signals and messages. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So I'm supposed to trust with my heart, not with my head, because understanding comes from my head. So you can have a head knowledge and a heart knowledge, but you should live from your heart, not from your head. You need both, but when they are separated, you go with your heart. At least that's what I was taught. Look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but that scripture is a little unnerving because it says, above all else, guard your heart. I'm supposed to stand guard. I'm supposed to protect my heart because everything that I do flows from it. Now, what I'm about to share with you, I've never heard taught anywhere. I don't copy off other people's stuff. I live my life, and I ask the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me, and it does. So I get my information from the quantum realm. I get my information not from the particle realm, but from the wave realm. That's love. And so from my heart, I connect with God's heart, and I ask God to lead me and guide me from my heart. That gets my ass in a lot of trouble because most people don't live from their heart. They live from their head. So I be expecting people to do from their heart what I would do from my heart, and people don't. I don't, because sometimes my head overrides my heart because nobody ever told me what my heart was. So I'm going to tell you today what your heart is, and I'm going to tell you why you ain't home. The reason you're not at home, because home is not a physical place. Home is a wave particle place. Home is where you came from. Home is heaven. Heaven, my brothers and sisters, means head up. Heaven means to heave up. Heave means heave. So what do you heave up? Heave up means to elevate. See, people fall in love. That's a big mistake. You should never fall in love. If you fall, then you're in trouble because there ain't going to be nobody to catch you. But if you elevate, if you float, you don't need nobody to catch you because you're floating. See, when I'm in love, I'm on cloud nine. It's like there's nothing that can touch me. Nothing that can hurt me. In fact, when I'm in love, I'm in a very dangerous position. Because when I'm in love, that position that I'm in tells me that, okay, I am elevating. I am floating. I am mystically, like having this mystical experience because I am not dependent upon anything or anyone to catch me. So if I fall, I'm not worried about nobody catching me. Because I'm not falling in love. I'm elevating in love. What does that mean? That simply means that I am detached from the expectation that I'm expecting something from someone. So if I do something for you, I don't expect nothing from you. So I can't be disappointed. The only way, please hear me, the only way you can be disappointed, the only way that you can be angry, the only way that you can be upset is if you have unrealistic expectations. If you have misplaced dependencies, if you are expecting something to happen, that doesn't happen. If you are depending upon someone to do something and they don't do it, that, my brothers and sisters, is the only way you can be disappointed. That's the only way you can be angry. So what are you expecting to happen? You expecting the government to do something for you? You expecting the white man to do something for you? You expecting the black man to do something for you? You expecting a man to do something for you? You expecting a woman to do something for you? Man, you better do it for yourself. You see, above all else, you've got to guard your heart because from your heart, everything flows. But what is your heart? Well, if you are part of my group and you have your Dear Kinnear report and you have your life optimization table, then you already know that your life optimization chart is a kukka, or it's a circle. It is a heart, and it's divided into four parts or four chambers. So out of the four chambers of your life optimization chart or your life optimization circle is your heart. So your heart consists of those four things. Your heart consists of those four things. Your heart consists of those four. So home is not a physical place. Home is not not heaven. Home is not whether somebody loves you or they don't love you. Home is not what other people do to you, because remember, you can only be disappointed in life if you expect somebody to do something for you, or if you are depending upon something outside of you. So I learned since I was 13, if I'm giving something to somebody, I don't expect them to give me nothing back. If they do, whoa, I'm surprised. If they don't, I still love them. See, I'm not depending upon somebody outside of me, because I ask for help all the time. If I get it, man, I'm like, damn, I didn't think that was going to work. So people ask me all the time, man, how do you ask? I've asked multi-millionaires questions that nobody would ask, and then I get it. And people ask me, man, especially my family members, I do gave me a blank check one time, and they're like, dude, how the hell you do that? The house I'm living in right now, the dude said, how the hell you do that? Every house, I bought 10 houses. I bought none of them with credit, and I went through no banks. And every one I got, every house I bought, the person told me no, and I kept asking, because what can they say? I wasn't expecting them to say yes. And when they said no, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't angry. I didn't get my ball and go home. I didn't go home and, you know, kick the cat. I didn't go home and curse out nobody. I just got my butt up and I asked the question again. Or I asked the same question in a different way, because where there is a will, there's a way. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because you've been lied to. Home is where your heart is, brother. Home is where your heart is, sister. And your heart is where your home is. Now, let me be crystal clear. Is home that old house you grew up in? Is home going home to your grandmother, warm biscuits? Is home what your mom used to do on Sundays when everybody from your family showed up and you guys just sit around and eat dinner on Sunday after church? Is that home? Or is home something more complex? See, there is this concept of duality that exists, similar to the concept of rich and poor, up and down, left and right, happy, sad. See, we live in a world of duality, and so now we have this feeling that home is duality. It's not. Home is the feeling of comfort. Home is the feeling of love. Home is a feeling of peace. Home is your sanctuary. Yours, not mine, yours. Home is the opposite of what you feel right now. Home is the opposite of fear. Home is the opposite of chaos. Home is the opposite of turmoil. Home is the opposite of confusion. Home, my brothers and sisters, is a feeling that you produce for yourself. But the problem is, everywhere we go, and everywhere you go, where you go, whether you go, where you get up and physically go to a different place, I've done this. Let me tell you what I did. I physically got up and left and moved. And the same way I felt when I was at home, quote unquote, the physical place, I left, I moved from San Antonio, I moved to Houston, and I still felt the same way. Why? Because I took the same brain that I had in San Antonio with me when I freaking moved to Houston. Let me make sure you understand what is going on. If you do not identify your heart, you cannot come home. You can search. I've been searching for home since I was 13 years old. I ain't found it. I found it today. I found home today. And I pray to God that you find your way back home. The way that you find your way back home is you take the four numbers that make up your heart. The heart has four chambers. Each of the four chambers of the heart represents one of the letters of the name of God, Yahweh. Shin is the walls of the heart. Father, test the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. The walls of your heart is the fifth element. That's the missing shin. That's what's been taken out of the world. Shin is the teeth. Shin is the cojones. Shin is the balls to do what you need to do. So you got the, now let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You got your life optimization chart? Please check it out. If you look at that life optimization chart, you're looking at the four chambers of your heart. And if you look at the walls that make up the four chambers of your heart, you see a cross. That represents the Christ. Now, I'm not talking about this mystical figure out there, although he may be out there. New point. I'm talking about the way that mystical figure lived. I'm talking about what he did. I'm talking about how he carried himself. That's not inside of the Helios Biblios, because somebody took it out, because they didn't want you to understand that the Christ inside of you, the hope of glory. The Bible says that if you do not believe that Christ came in, that means internal, inside of your flesh, you're not of God. So if I want to be like Christ, I got to do what he did. But what did he do? Hell, I don't know. From the age of 13 to the age of 30, those years of Christ's life is gone. It's not in the Bible. Why did he take it out? Do you really honestly think they want you to know what he did? Because what if you did, instead of you worshiping him, what if you did things that I did you should do? Why ain't nobody doing the things that he did? Nobody knows. Christ was a freaking Essene. He wasn't a Nazarene. He was an Essene. The Essenes, they fasted. The Essenes, they lived a particular way. They ate a particular way. They bathed a particular way. They got up and they sun-gazed a particular way. Now, do you do those things? Where do you think I got all this stuff from that I do? You ever wonder, do you think I just pulled this crap out of thin air? You think that I just rotate diet because of the fact that it sounds good? You think I drink distilled water and lemons because of the fact that I just pulled it out of thin air? You think I do the watermelon diet because I'm bored? You think I get up early in the morning and elevate my heart rate because I ain't got nothing else to do? You think I take my shoes off and I connect with Mother Earth, that I walk around bare feet outside so I can connect electronically and electrically with the ground? You think I run around when I was a kid bare feet with no shoes on for nothing? You think I try to get and I try to eat at the source instead of buying all this genetically modified crap? Do you think I give my body a break and I fast so that way my a day off? Where did I get this from? The Vatican knows it, but you don't. Where's your heart, brother? Where's your heart? You think your home. You think the home is a physical building? No. The home is your chakra system that's placed inside of your heart by God. God designed you. Your heart is not like mine. So my heart is made up of the number 6, 33, the number 3, the number 3, and the number 9. And inside of that, the walls that gives me the teeth is my diaconia. That's what I do. So that cross represents the Christ. The Christ represents no mystical figure walking around out there. The Christ represents the colostrum that's flowing from the activation of the pituitary gland and the amygdala that releases colostrum. It is that milky oily substance that flows down the land. That's your body, the Holy Land, by the way. The Holy Land is filled with milk and honey. So how do you release colostrum in your body? The only way to do it is when you're in a state of love. Period. You cannot release this. You can breathe. You can do yoga. You can stand on your head. You can twirl. You can eat. You can fast. You can gaze at the sun. You can bathe with your clothes on. You can bathe with your clothes off. You can do salt enemas. You can do coffee enemas. You can do all that shitness that they sell you, but you ain't going to activate jack because God is spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in conclusion, let me make sure you understand what I'm telling you. Brothers and sisters, when you're trying to work through traumatic events and traumatic memories, you're using your head. Your head is a filter. It filters out God. It filters, it allows in unresolved emotional trauma. It allows in logic and reason. It doesn't allow in love and compassion. That only enters in through the heart gate, not the head gate. So let me make sure you understand. You got to connect with the feelings that comes from the thoughts. But you're thinking about your past. You're thinking about unresolved emotional trauma. And this unresolved emotional trauma is limiting and prohibiting you to live from your heart. So you can't go home. You see, brothers and sisters, it is possible that there is a process that can be reversed, or that can reverse the wiring to help you cultivate and truly express peace, or the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. What does that mean? Never your home a place. Make a home for yourself inside of your heart. Home is where the heart is. Your heart is where your home is. I know that I am a 6. Dan, I'm a 3. So that means I am a compassionate, creative, I got another 3. Creative, I got a 9. Humanitarian, a nobleman. If I be that, I feel peace, I'm at home. I could be in a prison surrounded by 90 stone-cold killers. If I am compassionate, if I am creative, and if I add another dose of creativity, and if I am a cosmic humanitarian or a gentleman or a nobleman, I'm at home. The reason I have no peace, or had no peace, because I wasn't being compassionate, because people told me, brother, you're too compassionate, and I believed them. I wasn't being creative. I was copying other people's stuff. I was doing this. I was doing that. I'm pretty creative, but I got a double dose. I got a double anointing of creativeness, and I got the number 33, which is just a bunch of more 3s, and I got the number 9, which is 3 more 3s. So I got to be very creative. That's the reason why I got to do more shows. Everybody telling me, hey, Dan, man, you need to just slow down, man. You know, you're doing a book a week. You're doing all of this stuff, dog. So I listen to people say, you know what? People can't keep up, man. They barely got over the last show, and I got another show. So I start slowing down. And then I start feeling fear. I start feeling scared. Bills start not getting paid. Shizness starts happening. Because why? Into my heart. I start listening to my head. I start listening to other people. Let me make sure you understand the depth of this problem. You're looking for a physical place to call home. You'll never find it. Home is you oscillating and vibrating as you. People come into your life and they offer their best advice. That's what they should do. Your job is to pepper that against your heart, not your head. Your head is a filter to limit stuff from getting to the heart. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that the heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows it? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Let me read this for you, brothers and sisters. Because, see, what you've been given is a human heart. What you've been given is worldly understanding of the heart. Now, what I've just shared with you is biblical, is still mathematics. It's neuro-linguistics, it's alphanumerics, and it's biblical astronomy. It's none of this worldly astronomy. This is what is called the Mazaruth in the book of Job. The word Mazaruth is the Hebrew word for the English word zodiac. People tell me all the time that the zodiac signs and zodiac and horoscope is not in the Bible. That's because the people that wrote the Bible, they did not translate it into English. You think they stupid? You think they want you to understand that the Bible is just an interpretation of the stars? So you think the Bible and zodiac signs and horoscope is not in the Bible? Go read the book of Job. I triple dare you to read the book of Job, where it talks about the God of the South. It talks about the stars, Osiris, and the star system of the South. It talks about it, but it uses the word Mazzaroth, M-A-Z-Z-O-A-T-H. What does it mean in English? Horoscope or zodiac. So you think that that's of the devil, right? Because some reverend Dr. Bishop told you, brother, horoscope is of the devil, brother. It's not of God. Come on, man. Listen to your heart. Your heart, my brothers, your heart, my sisters, is where your home is. Your home is where your heart is. Your home and your heart are the same. Your home is something that you feel deep inside of you. Your home is not that old house you grew up in. Your home is not that old the old neighborhood that you're from. That's not your home. Your home is a heaved up, where we get the word heaven, it means heave up. Your home, my brother, your home, my sister, is what God has written in your heart. He's not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. Make sure your heart overrides your head, and your head doesn't override your heart. Live from your heart chakra, not your head chakra. Why? Above all else, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from your heart. Everything I do flows from this chart, because this chart represents my heart. This circle, and no one else on earth has, to my knowledge, represents your heart. These four numbers represents the four letters of the Hashem. And the fifth number, and the letter, is the wall, because the walls of the heart make a symbol, and that symbol is the shin. The shin, S-H-I-N, was replaced by the church, and now they call it sin. Sin, S-I-N, is a moon god. Shin is the teeth of God. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. What they served you is a pagan deity. Sin, S-I-N. Sin is the name of a moon deity. That makes you a lunatic, because you're getting your energy from the moon. Every time you try not to sin, you are appealing to the moon god, and that makes you more of a lunatic. Luna means moon. You should be the solar sun. And so they took out the S-H-I-N. I have an entire book that talks about the case of the missing shin. The shin, my brothers and sisters, S-H-I-N, in the original text, I'm not talking about your shin bone. I'm talking about the Hebrew word shin, was taken out. Guess who removed it? The Maserat Jews. Why did they take it out? Why did they take out the shin? See, this is the case of the missing shin, just like the missing yut, U-T-E. Why did they take out the yut? Why is the musical note yut not on the musical scale any longer? Because that is the teeth. That is the power. Yahushua taught with dunamis power. So the case of the missing shin, that is the missing frequency of the Hashem. It is the missing sigil. So this frequency was removed, so you ain't got no power. So you ain't got no gumption. So you ain't got no cojones. So your heart, you have to make sure that the shin is in there. What is the shin, brother? What is the shin? It's the wall. What is the walls? It makes the cross. What is the cross? It makes, again, your diakonia. What is the diakonia? That's your service. That's your ministry. That's what you put on this planet to do. That's your position inside the kingdom. So if I can get you to forfeit your position, why did Lucifer fall? Why did Lucifer fall? Why did Lucifer fall? Because he said, I want to be like the Most High. He left his position. He left his anointing. He left his calling. He left his Christ. He left his Christos. He left his Christos. And so have you. You want to go back home? You need to get in contact with those four numbers that I gave you in your Dear Kinnear report. And the fifth element, the fifth number that is not there is your Dear Kinnear. It's your service. It's your ministry. It's your teeth. It's your power. Because the enemy knows there's no room on this planet for people. There's only room for gifts. The scripture says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings, not you. I don't care how good you look. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care if you got blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't care if you got red hair and green eyes. There's no room for that on the planet. The only room is for Dear Kinnears. The only room is for gifts, giftedness. What is your God-given giftedness, brother? That's your home. Home is where the heart is, and the heart is made up of your life optimization chart. And if you don't have one, you need to email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so that way we can get your Dear Kinnear report and get your heart, which is your life optimization table or chart or circle. How do you optimize your life? Live from your heart chakra. Home is where the heart is, my brother. Home is where the heart is, and heart is where the home is. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever con, manipulate, control, try to get you to do something that's outside of love. Won't do that. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.